Jesus reminds Nicodemus of the Israelites and of the Old Testament reading that you heard before, how they loved the darkness. You'll remember that they just had been delivered from their captivity in slavery in Egypt, but they grew tired of the bread of heaven, that manna that God delivered every morning to be gathered as dew. They were in the wilderness where they had no food and no drink. They had to grow in their dependence on God and on this miraculous bread and this water that would sometimes come from a rock. But they began to despise that same menu of bread and water day after day, week after week, year after year. They began to grow in their love of the darkness. This love of darkness, which was the longing for the food back in Egypt. And they mentioned what those things were in their complaining. That freshly baked bread, the meat pots, the fresh fruit, all those things they left behind. In their looking back, they seem to forget all the rest of the stuff that's in the darkness. The hard labor, the slavery, the constant threat of their lives and the lives of their children. This is the love of darkness. The darkness of ingratitude for God delivering them. The darkness of mistrust of God, also called unbelief. The darkness of self-indulgence, bodily pleasure, and the darkness of accusing God of bringing them out into the wilderness to kill them. And so Jesus says, this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and people loved the darkness rather than the light. And how can that be? How can Jesus speak so severely and so generally of the human race, not just of the Israelites, but all of us? We love the darkness rather than the light? That is how Jesus talks about that condition that we call sin. And it's something that creeps up on us and within us. Sometimes without our knowing, it is our nature to be tempted into and lured into this mindset and heart condition. Evil deeds flow from the heart and the mind, as Jesus so vividly teaches. This darkness of sin begins to cloud our minds. And we can grow in this love of darkness. In an unhealthy way, we feel safe in the darkness. We hide under the cover of darkness, like a warm blanket. Criminal activities increase after nightfall. As we know, we all love to keep our sinful thoughts and our words and our deeds hidden, especially from view of God. We love the darkness because it conceals our sin and our brokenness from one another. We feel an unhealthy safety that we will not be exposed, embarrassed, or discovered. And I think we can all be grateful that every thought that enters our minds or our hearts doesn't come out of our mouths. It may be a good thing to conceal some of those things from one another. We should be thankful that every temptation that is entertained by our hearts is not acted upon, but that darkness is still there, and we still love to entertain it. But that is a troubling thing about sin and the universal human condition. We may be able to hide it from one another. We may be even able to deceive ourselves into thinking that we're not as sinful as Jesus says and don't love the darkness. But we cannot hide it from God. The light has come into the world. Jesus Christ is the light who illumines our love for darkness. And he's the one who overcomes the darkness. Just as you cannot heap up darkness to cover light, light always cuts through and scatters the darkness. So Jesus reveals our love for darkness when he exposes our sinful condition. But he does not do it so that he can condemn us, but in order that we would be delivered through him. He has not come for the righteous. He has come for the unrighteous and those who love the darkness. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. When we understand our condition of loving darkness, how much sweeter and brighter the gospel is. That's why we call it the good news. Because we no longer need to live in fear that our sin will be found out. God has known all along. But he has not responded by heaping condemnation upon our guilt and our shame. He has responded by sending his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from the darkness and our love for it. He delivers us from the love of darkness into the love of God. God's love for us, which overcomes our love for the darkness. We love because he first loved us. He doesn't wait for us to change our own hearts, which we cannot do. He does not wait for us to reach out to him, which we cannot reach high enough. He reaches down to us. He loves the world in all of its brokenness. He's reached out to us through his Son, Jesus, who is the light and overcomes all of our darkness of mind and soul. In Christ, we do not look back at our lives with nostalgia, thinking that the best things are behind us, like the Israelites, like the meat pots and the fruit and the baked bread. No, the best is right before you, right before us, even at the table this morning. The gift of Jesus Christ, body and blood, soul and life, who lived and died on the cross to overcome all the darkness of our souls once for all. We have been delivered from the darkness of our sin, the darkness of evil, and the darkness of death itself. He is the light who brings righteousness, goodness, and eternal life to the world. He rose again from the dead so that we too will stand before God without fear of judgment or condemnation. We will not perish, but we will have eternal life. God would not have the sinner die. His Son, with saving grace, is nigh. His Spirit in the Word declares how we in Christ are heaven's heirs. Be of good cheer, for God's own Son forgives all sins which you have done. And justified by Jesus' blood, your baptism grants the highest good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.